This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, it has become obvious that we have another weekend upon us, and that means that we take the information that comes from Talkers Magazine every week. The charts, the number of stories always is 10, the number of people is 10, top 10 stories and people this week, courtesy of the research done by the folks at Talkers. This is the accompanying hour to the official Talk Radio Countdown show, which airs on all of the same stations pretty much, and then some. It was the DJV show, so I bring in the DJVers, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, to help us understand perhaps some of the talk radio conversation that takes place around all of these issues. At number 10, the space race. And remember, speaking, it used to be the Russians and the Americans. Now it's the billionaires and their space race. So we liked all this week, right, ladies?
I liked it. There's certainly a lot of talk about, you know, the penis rocket. Sure,
right.
Jeff Bezos got a face full of Botox and filler for the occasion. So So you know, he wanted to look less like Dr. Evil, I guess.
Yeah, it did very much have an Austin Powers vibe. I don't know. I can't tell you that I'm huge fans of Jeff Bezos or Richard Branson. They're kind of inconsequential to my life. But what I do think is cool is when I think about my parents' generation, and I think that in their lifetime, we've seen the creation of the space program through government means. We've seen all of this exploration that we've done. And now we're seeing space tourism. And I know for a lot of people, it was
private
a dud,
industry.
Or they say that they didn't go, you know, that they didn't do far enough or that. But you know what? I think it was still something to recognize as cool. It's something
There's
that's going to be a marker
be
in our
a
lifetime.
Critic. Is
right?
always
well, there were a lot of critics, I think, for this
yeah.
one.
Yeah,
but,
well.
You know, and that's fine. But I just think, forget the people involved, but think about the significance of what we've just
Fabulously
seen.
Fabulously significant, yeah.
Right?
Right.
I think
and where
it's cool.
it goes from here. Exactly. Okay, at number 9, and I do this differently every week. We take a different approach to it. I suppose I could give you the people list, and then they can intertwine into the stories. On the people list from Talkers Magazine, Bezos is at 10, Tucker Carlson 9, Mike Pence 8, Ron DeSantis 7, Mitch McConnell 6, Kevin McCarthy 5, Nancy Pelosi 4, Donald Trump 3, Fauci and Rand Paul tied for number 2, and Biden is number 1. Okay, back to the list of the stories. The Olympics, as they start this weekend, go over, what, a 10-day period, two weekends in one full week. I thought it was interesting that as the week comes to an end, one of the stories that's getting a lot of play is the story of a U.S. fencer who's under investigation already before they even get started for sexual misconduct. Apparently this guy, Alan Hadzik, has been on the team before and has been pushed aside, if you will, ostracized by, I wonder why he's even there. Frankly, he's been charged a couple of different times with sexual misconduct. So why is he even there? I guess would be the question. If there's any, we all know, what did the numbers come out this week of 80,000 condoms and 900 of this and 9 million of that? Because it's always a very sexually active time for the involvees. And it's been, you know, a lot of marriages come out of this, a lot of pregnancies, a lot of hoopla, because these are young, active, physical kids, and boys will be boys and girls will be girls. I guess that's the admission. And so they, you know, but this thing, so is there a point at which that it goes too far? I guess, yeah, like in any other circumstance, if somebody says, no, I don't want to, and you keep going, this is apparently what this guy Hadzik does, and his teammates are not happy about him, so I don't know. Yeah, how much of a focus is fencing anyway these days? Is that a big deal? I don't know anything about fencing.
My mom was a fencer in college.
Was
that
she?
Was
yeah, really?
She loved it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. So that's,
that's the only person I've ever heard of and that I know in real life then, I guess. And I haven't met your mom yet, but wow.
It counts. It counts, by association. Yeah.
Yeah.
Radio sister. She's your radio mom. Stepmom.
That's true.
Yeah. All right. Number eight on the list is the situation with immigration, how it doesn't seem to be getting. Is anybody in the government even paying attention to this? It almost feels like there's a fiasco that's been created unnecessarily, and nobody's paying any attention to it, including the impact it's having on COVID. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the fact is that I think we all, regardless of how we disagree on how to get there, or I think that all of us would like to see COVID not be a problem anymore, right? We don't want to see it impacting human life. We don't want to see it shutting down governments. We don't want to see it doing all these things. But yet nobody is talking about how like 900% of the new cases in Texas, everybody loves to talk about Texas because somehow they think that it's like a hit at a red state that they've got a COVID problem. The number of people, like the infections coming into Texas, it's over I guess it's like 900% of their cases or something.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
For all these immigrants, yeah.
It's up 900% because of the migrants that are coming in. I mean, we have to be serious. If we are going to be seriously talking about COVID,
Okay, we got to talk about that. All right, let's talk about, you've just made me think about something. Ladies, what do you think of this? The 40% of the cases come from three states, Texas, Florida, and what was the other one, Missouri or something. But in the case of Texas, Florida, and there's a problem in California, admittedly, as well. So these
It's been a huge story in California too, as well.
Okay. So these are the three biggest states that have problems with immigration. Could it be, can it be, is it a fact that the surge has come from the fact that there are so many illegals that have come into those three states over the past?
It's been a lot of the conversation in my circles in California.
Yeah.
Because this is the thing. And, you know, maybe you hear my frustration. Again, I am not an anti-vax person. I want to make it really clear. I'm anti how the government is handling all this. And I am anti mandating people having to have a choice on their, I believe people get a choice on their health care. In any case, we've been talking about this for a while now. Everybody in California is either vaccinated or has had it for the most part. Like 70% vaccine rates in LA County, yet we're still seeing mask mandates imposed. And so people are going, why? And is it that people are traveling during the summer, getting more testing? And then it dawns on everybody. And then a story in the LA Times, I think over the weekend, I think it was Sunday, that talked about how the COVID cases are running rampant and people are just coming back and forth across the border without saying anything about it. They're not even.
Biden also got criticized when he said he was going to send COVID vaccines down to the border, and everybody was against that too. So
who was? I wouldn't be.
There was a huge backlash.
Because, well, when he was doing
money to vaccinate these people? Well, and blah blah blah.
But it was also the timing.
It's over the border stuff. Go ahead, Jen.
Yeah, but it was also the timing when he was talking about sending vaccines to the border. You had people waiting in very long lines to get vaccines here, and so the argument was.
I guess this is the result, right?
But you know what would fix the problem? Shutting it down. And Biden has no intention of doing that. His administration is not serious on the issue of immigration.
I don't think that this is a success by any stretch. But, you know, he's being criticized heavily from the right and heavily from the left because the left doesn't like that he has left some Trump policies in place. And on the right, it's everything that all the arguments that you're making. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the answer is. If obviously there isn't a clear and easy answer, or else someone would just do it. Trump didn't get to do it. Obama didn't fix it. What Trump did in the last year,
the Remain in Mexico policy was absolutely effective.
Most Americans supported that. Anyway, I think in my circle they did.
In right wing circles they supported
I'm
that.
Not
but
a
the rest
right-winger,
of America,
you know that. So don't.
Well, you're more on the right than the left. You are.
I'm not a right winger by any stretch.
Okay, but you're more on the right than the left. The left did not support the Remain in Mexico at all.
I know a lot of people who are Democrats who supported it to the nth degree. Maybe it's an age thing, as I said before, but. Anyway, most of the things that we can circle back around this week have a connection to the COVID situation and the Delta variant and vaccines and stuff. But I want to bring up number seven in a moment, our relationship with China, specifically with a focus on the hacking. We'll get to that right after this on the Talk Radio Review. O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with the right parts, advice from their professional parts people, and their free loaner tool program. No need to purchase a tool if you're only going to use it once. Your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required at the time of the rental. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and ask about their free loaner tool program, or you can visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. All right, here we are, 18 after the hour. Number 7 on the story list as we go through them. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Victoria is on top of the China hacking of Microsoft. This is just yet another example of these people and the isolation that's taking place around the world, not just from America. More focus is on COVID, or does it? As people realize the Chinese are at war with everybody, and they want everything for themselves. So how is this settling in, the China hacking of Microsoft?
Well, COVID is not related to this. So
no.
Yeah, so there's these two separate issues. But one of the, if you're talking about the main headline from this week, was that the U.S., the European Union, and NATO, which is 30 nations strong, they all together for the first time pinpointed and the blame on China for the cyber attacks that went to specifically Microsoft. That was over 100,000 servers worldwide and on their Exchange hack. They're not ruling out further action to hold China accountable. That's one of the things that came from the White House this week. This is the officially the first time that the U.S. and allies are actually blaming China specifically. China, naturally, there's a backlash. You know, naturally, China says, you know, we're all the bad guys and they're the good guys. And, you know, I don't know what the answer is. The next step is they're going to expose the different tactics and techniques and procedures that China's state-sponsored cyber actors are using when targeting the U.S. and allied networks. And then they're going to also issue some advice for technical mitigations to confront it if you are an American company. So, I mean, look, cybersecurity, this is, as we say when we do the tech report, it's the hacking report. It's just one thing after another, the pipelines, and then, you know, and then the Microsoft and individual companies and Twitter and social media, everyone's getting hacked.
When it comes to China, it's just enough. I would say this, whether Trump was in the White House or Biden sitting in there right now, it's just enough. We need to do more than just talk. We need to start holding them accountable.
Yep.
And, it's too much. It's overwhelming. And at the same time this week, you have the climate czar, John Kerry, saying, well, China could do anything, but we still want to work with them on climate change.
Yeah.
Enough.
Hello. No, enough is enough. Well, you're right. Across the board, it's time to stop doing business and buying things made in China. 21 after the hour.
Now, now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
It's 23 after the hour. We have a few moments in every hour of our DJV program devoted to Jay Kirshner, bringing us up to date on what's trending, our social media handles. By the way, you can find the top 10 lists that are both on, are they on all of our social media, Jay? Yes, I think they are, right? Facebook,
yeah, yeah, Twitter. At DJV Show, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
And there, too. Okay, so we have posed some questions here. Which COVID-19 vaccine did you receive? And are you comfortable with your choice? So what kind of responses have you got from listeners to our programs?
When it comes to the vaccine, most people are fully comfortable with the choice, whether it was Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, or their decision not to get the vaccine. Denise Nguyen says she had J&J 3 days before it was briefly recalled, but has felt that everything was positive since. She waited until the vaccine was available in her area, so she specifically wanted the J&J. Debbie Selby also got J&J, no side effects, but that was the one recommended because of her specific health issues.
Yeah.
And Jerry Roeder got Pfizer. Both he and his wife did, and they had zero side effects. I had Pfizer. I was tired and run down after the first round, and then the second round, it was a pretty tough 12 hours, and then all of a sudden everything disappeared as if it was never even there.
Yeah. Well, they say that's because the system that you have was kicking in and showing you that it worked, the immune system.
Oh, it kicked in hardcore. Yeah. I was like hurled into the fetal position in my son's little play pit area, and he just crawled on me like a jungle gym. I was like,
it made me wonder if I had actually had COVID and didn't know it earlier, because they say the stronger your response, the more likely it is that you did have COVID. So I don't know.
Yeah. And then there is the question or the decision-making process that will come in, because there are suggestions that you may want to have or may need to have a third shot. And that's part of the public discussion, I think, this week as well. Okay, next. What event are you most excited to watch in the Olympics? What do we get for responses there, Jay?
Gymnastics and swimming. Are really? Probably the top ones, especially that synchronized swimming.
Yeah.
Everybody loves the gymnastics. Dan Myers likes volleyball, archery, throw swimming in there, whitewater racing and track. Lynn Charlene says everything except rock climbing.
Rock climbing is an Olympic event?
It's a new, yes, they call it sport climbing. So it's like different challenges like on rock walls and stuff like that. It's new
I
this
could
year.
See why this would be a thing, especially because sure. all of those other game reality shows, what is it, American Ninja Warrior mm-hmm. and all that stuff.
They're popular, yep.
Yep. All right, so I was about to say something, but it would be regarded as sexist, so I'll just keep you focused on the next comment. Who else are we going to hear from here?
Regarding David Boulos likes track and field.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to the next question. Bill Cosby's wife was not wearing her wedding ring, and we asked the listeners to the DJV program whether or not you or your spouse wear the wedding band. And what do we get? This is pretty
interesting. Yeah, it's kind of across the board. Nancy Kuski says husband never did because of work. She lost the diamond out of her ring years ago, so she just doesn't wear what's left. But they've been happily married for 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Does it make a difference?
I don't wear my ring. My husband wears his, though. I just don't
wear
jewelry.
Yeah, same. I wear mine if my nails are done.
if your nails are done.
Yeah, like, I don't like wearing my rings. Yeah, because I feel like it just draws attention to the fact that my nails aren't done. So, but Louis wears his all the time.
Personified. Okay, who else is weighing in on this, Jay?
Jim Maloney says, yes, after 42 years of marriage, it would literally have to be cut off. At this point.
Well, there are people whose fingers get fatter, and, you know, the fat or the finger skin kind of grows around it. I've seen that, yeah. All right, who else is weighing in?
Gail Rumela, I don't wear my rings during gardening season because I lost a diamond during that years ago, and my husband doesn't wear his because it got too tight. I know a lot of people who will wear it as a necklace around their neck, too.
Comments to our questions you can do anytime during the week at Twitter.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Olympics are officially underway in Tokyo, Japan, the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee says about 100 of the 613 U.S. athletes in Tokyo for the Olympics are unvaccinated. Medical Director Jonathan Finoff says it's a substantial number, and the committee is quite happy with it. The CDC is reporting Florida on Wednesday reported 12,647 new cases of COVID-19, the highest daily number of cases since late January. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis said over 95% in hospitals are either not fully vaccinated or not vaccinated at all. These vaccines are saving lives. They are reducing mortality. End quote. The Arizona Senate claims they have found enough fraud in the 2020 elections to decertify Arizona's results. Arizona Senator Republican Wendy Rogers.
The data point of 74,000 plus mail-in ballots that were used as votes but never really mailed out.
USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
The United States has launched airstrikes against Taliban forces in Afghanistan. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The U.S. has conducted airstrikes against the Taliban to support Afghan forces, according to Pentagon spokesman John Kirby. During a press briefing, Kirby said that the U.S. has acted through airstrikes to support the Afghanis, but didn't provide any further details, aside from stating that the strikes did take place in the last several days. The announcement comes as the Taliban has claimed to have captured key locations in Afghanistan while U.S. troops withdraw from the region. The U.S. began its drawdown from Afghanistan in early May, and about 95% of troops are now withdrawn, prompting concern that the absence will provide the Taliban the opportunity to make territorial gains. On Wednesday, General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said the Taliban gained control of about half of Afghanistan's 420 districts, but noted that none of the nation's 34 capitals have been seized. Biden, in announcing the updated goal to complete the withdrawal by next month, said he trusts the Afghan military and doesn't believe a Taliban takeover is inevitable. He said it's up to the Afghans to make decisions about the future of their own country.
The CDC is reporting an untreatable superbug fungus outbreak has been reported at two North Texas hospitals. The fungus is a form of yeast that can be fatal to hospital and nursing home patients who have serious medical problems. The facilities were not identified. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Back to our focus here on the I was looking at a story about the right to repair that's going on. That's a big topic among certain segments of our society. Did not make it into the top 10. However, the story list from Talkers Magazine, this is the DJV overview. And a lot of you who listen to this over the weekend that don't listen to DJV during the week and are curious about us, if we're not on the stations carrying the program, you can hear us if you just go to djvshow.com. You can catch the program every day in its entirety online, djvshow.com, and also our podcasts as well, including one that we did this week on the 10 worst businesses in America. You can find that. A lot of trending things are part of our discussion. Listen to the podcast at djvshow.com. or wherever you get your podcasts. Number six on the list, the story list from Talkers Magazine this week, is a focus on crime and gun violence. And I guess my only comment here is a realization, looking at the stats, we had this conversation on the DJV show earlier in the week about how even though it's highly touted and greatly reported that the crime stats in comparison to 10, 20, 30 years ago are less. And I don't know whether we all agreed. It was my point that the reason we talk more about it is because it's reported more. I don't remember whether we got agreement on that or not.
It's also up over year to date. I mean, yes, I think you can look back and say, well, yeah, 30 years ago, we were dealing with a spike in crime like this. But it, when you look at against 2 or 3 or 4 years ago, crime is significantly up. And I think it also depends on where you are. I mean, right now, big cities like New York and Chicago and Los Angeles are seeing record high numbers of crimes. I mean, we write off the fact that 50 black men are killed usually every weekend in Chicago.
Yeah.
And people just accept
by
it.
Other black
Nobody
men.
Wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to say anything about it. For whatever reason, we let this one go. We just say, well, it's Chicago or what. I mean, nobody wants to talk about that. It's an ugly story, right? In Los Angeles, homicides are up 300%. I mean, I think it's hard to talk about crime numbers broadly because I think you have to really drill down at where your hot spots are. And right now, I have never felt more unsafe in Los Angeles probably since the riots. When I was in high school, when everybody was at each other's throats, when there was a lot of tension and divide, it feels like we're headed in that direction again. It feels like people can walk into stores, literally, at a TJ Maxx, and many of you guys may have seen this because it made national news. At a TJ Maxx in Granada Hills, the one that I pass by almost every single day to go to my office, people walked in with big, huge duffel bags. They loaded them up with designer purses and stuff and walked right out. They didn't even run out of the store. They did it in broad daylight during the afternoon, and they just walked out of the store. Nobody did anything about it. They just let them go. Because there is no punishment happening in California. This is a consequence, as much as probably the Biden administration doesn't want to talk about it, this is a consequence of talking about defunding the police. This is a consequence.
Well,
Biden
that's
is
not
very
Trump
clear.
Era.
But that
Biden,
also, Biden
is a game of semantics.
He also just said at the town hall, that, again, he has never once said he wants
he
to
lied.
Defund the police.
Because I can
lie.
Tell you right now, Victoria, I'll
lie.
Tell you right now, during the debate, you can go back and look it up. This is not made up. This is not a right-wing talking point. He said he supported
sure
the reallocation.
Of course it is.
He said
reallocation
that he supported
is not
the
refunding.
Yes, it is.
It is not, Jen. It's absolutely
it
not. Because Doug
of
has made the same statement. Doug, have you not?
And he,
you said you're not in favor of defunding the
because
police. You're
what did you say?
Complete reorganization.
Yeah, because you said exactly what Biden has said and stands by it.
Because you have said, Doug,
exactly
that defunding the police is a loser message. And so it's
about
reallocating the police.
But reallocating.
When you're taking money away from the police, you're defunding them.
Not with me.
How is reallocating, okay, how is reallocating from the police into communities not defunding the police?
I didn't say, that isn't what I said. I'm taking
that's
money.
Reallocating.
We need to rethink how we run the entire public sector because nobody's getting the services out of any department, whether it's the police, the schools, the trash pickup. It's a disaster in most every community in every state across the country.
However,
public
your definition
service is not being public is not being served.
Funds, yeah, but shuffling funds around, going from instead of spending more money on certain programs or whatever that police departments across the country have, and reallocating those same funds, and this is not defunding, it's moving funds over to having a social worker.
I just want people to be
worker.
Responsible.
Okay. Yeah,
see,
but wait, so here's where this is working.
Wait,
this is where this is working. Okay, the NYPD, this is from their own website, from their own press release, the NYPD for the month of June of 2021 has reported all the crime stats. They have done, as the last year has gone on, they have worked in tandem with community partners. They have reallocated funds. Murder decreased by 23.3%. Shooting incidents decreased by 19.5% from June of 2020 to June of 2021. This is working. They said, gun arrests are up 99.4%. from the same period a year ago. This is what reallocating the funds
taking
looks
money
like.
From the police and giving
this
it
is
to
not
social
taking
workers.
It from the police, Jen.
No, but giving money to a program sending social workers out to respond to crime, that is defunding the police, no matter what you call
my
it.
God.
That's what it is.
You know and what? That's honestly, that just feels like you don't want a win for anybody who wants to do
I
something
want a,
that's not
I want
traditional
a safe,
policing
I want
funding.
A safe. I want a safe community.
There's the safe community.
Look,
I just gave you the stats. It's working.
I'm telling you right now, you've got social workers that are responding to crime in Los Angeles. The crime is skyrocketing there. It is skyrocketing every place where we've talked about defunding the police. Just is. The numbers are there.
Plenty have talked about this.
Time for us to move on.
At this point.
All right. It's 40 past the hour. Number 5 is the economy and inflation fears, and again, we're back to fear-based thinking. Joe Biden said this week that whatever inflation we have will not be permanent. I don't know how he comes to that conclusion.
Wall Street
how you know
says
that
too, and that, that's
a crystal
you know,
ball.
No, there are a lot of Wall Street.
But they say that because they don't want things to fall apart. I don't want them to fall apart either. I want to think that we won't have a problem with inflation, but it's almost 5% at the moment, 4.7% with the cost of gasoline and food, travel, almost every sector, buy a new piece of furniture and see what that costs you.
That was during that town hall. He said that it was that inflation was temporary, and even Larry Summers says so, and Larry Summers has a whole article about how inflation is here to stay and that it might be a trouble for the Biden administration.
Well, I know inflation comes and goes, ebbs and flows. It's not something, I mean, you have it, and what do you do about it?
So quickly, the number you don't spend more money.
Well, the way people are spending now, I was talking, I talked to somebody, somebody in the real estate business this week that I know well, and he said to me that he's never seen anything like this in his 35 or 40 years selling real estate. The way, and not only here in Massachusetts, you can look across the country and it's happening
everywhere. Yep.
People paying $75,000, $85,000, $90,000 more than asked to get into a house. And it's being, most of it's being propelled by these big corporations who are buying real estate and renting the houses back out again because people either can't afford to or don't want to own property. I would never buy any property in California again. I just want to rent. I would not do that on, obviously, the other side of the world where I live on my farm. But
rents
a lot of people, rents are up, yeah,
prices
everybody.
Rents are
but
up.
These
rents
big companies,
huge.
These big public companies are, and investment firms are buying just individual ordinary houses and renting them out because this is where the influx is. This is where this is where people want to be at the moment. They don't see the dream that my generation and generations before, the American dream was to own your own home.
Yep.
That was your retirement.
The sad thing is the more you pay in rent, the less you can ever afford that. That dream gets further and further away because all your money's going to a high-priced rent. It's really sad.
Right.
It's unfortunate.
Number four, the situation with the wildfires, the heat wave, what's happened here on the East Coast is that we can smell and we can see because of the jet stream. The results of the heat, the wildfires, and the smoke coming across the country. It's
all day
pretty bizarre.
It was, you could see, yesterday around 6 o'clock, we finally saw blue sky again in New Jersey, where I am on the shore. And it wasn't until, like, last night where you could see the blue sky popping through, and there's no precipitation anywhere on the radar, but there are these dark clouds, and they're smoke clouds. And last night was the first time that there was a beautiful full moon, but it was, we also got to see, where, we also got to see where those smoke clouds are, and it's, they're pretty gnarly looking. I can't imagine being closer to the source and breathing that in.
Mm-hmm. All right, number three and number two, in my opinion, you can argue with me if you want, are just rehashes. There's nothing new on election denial and the voting legislation. I don't feel or hear or sense there's anything new on that at all.
Well,
it's the same
old stuff.
They're
just trying to say that they want to put the For the People Act into a reconciliation bill. So that's been what's been tossed around D.C., is that the Chuck Schumer and the Democrats want to put in infrastructure, amnesty, and voting rights into a budget bill. And it's striking up a lot of controversy.
And number two is the January 6th committee. I think that's a lot of...
drama this week, though. Were you following that story?
Drama, but is there anything new coming out of the conversations is the question.
Yeah, so the recap on that is that it was not voted on, this idea for a January 6th committee, not voted on by Republicans. There's already four investigations and FBI arrests, like 150 people, or no, 600 people, I think. So the Republicans didn't support it. Nancy Pelosi decided to do a select committee, and by the rules of Congress, you have five open positions for the minority party. So Kevin McCarthy he's the minority leader, said, all right, we'll fill those. Here's who we want to put on there. And Jim Banks and Jim Jordan were at the top of the list. And Congressman from Ohio, Jordan, and Indiana, Jim Banks. And Nancy Pelosi said, I will not accept them. I'm denying them the right to be on this committee.
Because they voted to not certify Biden's win. That's why.
I think
that makes
political.
Sense. Why would you have them on a committee that's supposed to be investigating?
Because
a blatant support of Trump. I mean, that makes sense to me.
Well, I mean,
someone who is not
Adam Schiff. if that's true, then Adam Schiff and Liz Cheney and Jamie Raskin would not be sitting on the committee. I mean, Adam Schiff lied to the cameras for years saying he saw incontrovertible evidence of Trump colluding with Russia while he was investigating him for impeachment. He lied. That evidence did not exist, and he is sitting at the front of the committee. So
all
if that is true,
if Liz Cheney's on the committee, I'm all for it.
I know.
Okay.
Anyway, so now Kevin McCarthy's not filling any positions.
Okay.
So there you go.
45 past the hour, a take on COVID after this.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Sadness and misery, I don't feel either of these. I'm in a good mood.
Okay.
Hey, man, what's wrong?
Well, it just didn't sound very bluesy.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Oh, hey, Buzz.
Okay, well, let's try it again.
Smile on my face.
Nope, that's still happy.
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a washcloth 2-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com, 6-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. All right, so vaccine mandates controversial. Are they effective? I was talking about a fellow I know is a talk host down in Nashville, Phil Valentine, who was not for getting vaccinated, but he's not on his deathbed, but he's a pretty sick puppy in the hospital down there. So, all right, there's a lot of discussion about the variant. There are more people that are getting it, easier to get, especially if you don't have a shot. You won't die from it, but it's pretty uncomfortable. Meanwhile, the focus is back on, or it ought to be, on China and what the world community is going to do about the fact that it's obvious what they did and how they did it and why they did it. So there's that. There's so many different ways to look at this thing. I think we've all had, well, Jennifer, you had COVID, so you didn't get a vaccine. Are you thinking at all about getting a vaccine? Your folks had it, I think, right? Both of folks had vaccines. Where'd Jennifer go? Did I lose her? Right.
Sorry, I was talking to you with my microphone off.
No, handy.
I think about it. I think about it every day, actually, because I want to do what's best for me and my health. And there is not a lot of information that is out there for people who have had the virus. There wasn't a lot of information
Jeff
for me
had
when
shots?
I had it.
Jeff works
in the medical profession. Yeah. So, yeah, he has it.
Yeah.
I think you're supposed to wait 6 months, right, if you've had COVID. A lot of doctors that we know have said wait 6 months before you get it.
Some people are saying don't get it at all. Some people are saying to wait. Some people say get one shot.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Good discussion. Thank you, ladies. It's 10 before the hour.
Just beat it.
Oh, whale. Guys, whale. Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale. Oh, no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Three past the hour, time for us to take a ride, get into your car, or as they say here in New England, your car, take a ride in my car. Here's Nick Miles, who doesn't sound like a New Englander at all. He sounds like an old Englander. In fact, I guess that's kind of what you are, right?
Not super old.
But I mean former Englander. Maybe is that a better way of putting it?
Reformed Englander.
A reformed Englander. Good. I like that. I'm a sort of not reformed Anglophile. So here we are talking about cars in America. His website, rautoexpert.com, is a bible of industry information. I thought it was interesting that Toyota announced this week, and they kind of made a big deal out of it, that they were pulling their ads from the Olympics. I'm not sure everybody understood why they were doing that, because they are the hometown company, right? They're the biggest automaker in Japan. I suppose some could argue maybe the biggest automaker in the world. I don't know if that's true or not, but at any rate, we have on our PJV download the focus on Toyota pulling their ads. Why did they do that?
It's a difficult one to understand unless you know a little bit about how Japanese politics works. But they are the largest automaker in Japan by a long way, by the way. Like, they have 80% of the country. And the other Japanese makes that we know, like Honda and Nissan, are very small in Japan when it comes to the amount of vehicles that they produce. But there's this sort of very difficult underlying relationship with the Japanese government that they constantly have, which ostensibly would be the Committee for the Olympics. What you have to understand is the Japanese government make Toyota do things. So, they make them invest in certain places, and they make life very hard for them if they didn't. And so I think what it says about Toyota in their relationship is things are not going well with the Japanese government, because the Japanese government have a stranglehold on the auto industry there. So, for instance, when Mazda were in trouble, the Japanese government indicated that it might be a really good idea for Toyota to get joint factories with them, and if they didn't, you know, they might find life very difficult. So wow. It's somewhat of a, you know,
sounds
it's
like
somewhat
communism
of a semi-sword.
In a way. Sounds like
yeah.
China,
well,
isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a very Asian car company. Like, you will help Mazda out, or we will punish you. So ultimately, for them not to run ads, you know, on the Olympics, which is a Japanese government sanctioned event, means that things are not all good in Japan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's,
would seem that way.
They're having a hard time.
All right, let's come back to home here. General Motors says they're going to stop pickup production. I'm surprised they're even doing it. Haven't the other major manufacturers of trucks and cars, too, as far as that's concerned, shut down a lot of promotion, a lot of production? Isn't that why there are no cars or trucks on the lots?
Yeah, so, well, there's no cars or trucks on the lot because they're selling about 40% more than they were during COVID because of this pent-up command. Demand, but that demand is sort of waning in a sense too as people find the vehicles. But they have just reduced shifts to ship shortage. So if there's a chip shortage, it's been like, you know, we'll go down two shifts instead of three. To shut down the whole factory is a boom.
Why is it that we have become slaves to the chips? They can easily work around them. So instead of, if I were running a car company and I had a choice, okay, well, you can keep selling cars, just take the chips out, or some of the important ones, or not so important ones, or stop selling cars because you can't get chips. I think I'd be making cars and selling them and basically saying, screw the chips. We'll make them the way we used to make them, and people will, right, will live with it.
Yeah, that's a great imaginary thing to be able to do, but, you know, even to unlock your car doors, you need chips. You need chips in your key fob. You know, all the way they've been designed has been around the chip because they
stick a key in the problem. My pickup truck is a 2003 F350. I stick a key into the keyhole and turn it. That's no real great hardship for me, pal. I think I can handle that. Yeah,
but it would be hard if you got in your car and they said, hey, by the way, the dash doesn't work because we didn't put a chip in it. And by the way, you know, the key fob, you get one, but you have to use the actual key.
Well, we become
and the headlights
too
don't work.
Dependent on that stuff, though. This is the best lesson in the world. Let's redesign them so we kind of go back a little bit. Isn't that what's the big deal?
I think you're ahead of your time, Doug. I think what's going to happen is car companies are going to start making a version of their vehicles that don't have chips in because we know our cars listen and follow to us and impart our personal information from our phones. They constantly give
it's
that
a liability.
Yes, and so there's going to be a sliver, maybe a growing sliver of the community and our friends who are going to say, we're done. We don't want you in our cars. Get out. You know, give me a key. Give me a gas pedal.
Yep,
that's it. That's what's going to happen.
You and I will race like one of the guys in the Fast and the Furious. I'll be Toretto.
Yeah. Any day.
All right. There it is, the story from our...
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.